wonderful song. On an old rugged cross, the great love story was told. When I was sitting here looking out over the crowd, I realized that I did overlook somebody. And it's Brother Marty and Sister Ruth French in Australia. And I want them to stand. They're full-time missionaries, live in Ponce León, Mexico. And I've been there and preached for them and enjoyed it. Come on, Sister Beto, stand up. Sister Jenny, go ahead. They are here, but we're glad that all of them here, and of course, Brother Marvin, Brother Joe, but they sacrificially give every day of their life to spread the gospel. And I was blessed to go down there last year as he had pastored, 17 years, and I was there in the service when he turned it over to the native pastor. And then went back this year, and the church seemed like was growing and doing as good or better. And already within a year, he's got a new work starting and getting ready to build a church. And he can't wait to get back down there to get this work going even further. Let's give him a hand this morning. And we're so privileged to have him with us this morning. God bless you, Brother Marty. I'm going to look in Luke chapter 24. Start reading in verse number 1. If you would open your Bibles to Luke chapter 24. Luke chapter 24 and verse number 1. And upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. They found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. They entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. It came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, they bowed down their faces to the earth, and they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. And returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. Their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre. Stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. Can you say amen? Amen, amen to the Lord's word. You may be seated. These are, of course, familiar scriptures and probably what most of us expected to be read this morning. Maybe not, but it probably didn't surprise you that I took these scriptures as a text. The resurrection of Jesus Christ. Christ's resurrection is why we have hope today. And this story that we've read so many times and we've sung about so many times for sure as churchgoers and Bible studiers, and I'm thankful for Easter time. I'm thankful for Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. I'm going to take my scripture text, though, from verse number 5 and try to preach to us this morning what the Lord has laid on my heart. I hope that you'll pray for me this morning. Hope that you'll pray that the Lord will help me, that the Lord will just guide me to preach His word. The Bible says that the angel said unto them, These two men in shining garments, the angel said to them, "Why seek ye the living among the dead?" That's what I like to preach on this morning is, why seek ye the living among the dead? Right there. We, every man that ever lived, every boy, girl, woman, everyone that ever lived, every human being has got a desire for happiness, joy. They've got a desire for life. God gives us that desire. And we're born into this world as sinners. We're born into this world as sinful man. But God places a desire in our heart to do better. God places a desire in our heart to receive more, to better ourselves. And it's a God-given desire to want to succeed. It's a God-given desire to want to do well and want to live life to its fullest. God gave us that desire. Here these people come to the tomb, these women, the Bible says in the chapter prior to that, the last two verses, and women also, which came with him from Galilee, followed after and beheld the sepulchre and how his body was laid. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments, rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. And then we start in verse 1, now on the first day of the week, they come to the sepulchre bringing these spices. They are looking for Jesus. And I'm not necessarily too educated or know exactly how to just do this, is just jump in. I said one time that we used to swim and you know, some people just wade out real slow and just, you know, kind of get used to it and sit there. I mean, it can be 100 degrees. They're just, your teeth are just a chattering, you know, but it's best to just jump in. And, you know, I mean, water will go flying and splashing for sure now since I, you know, got a little bit more here, but maybe that's the way I preach too. Just jump in, and I mean, water may go splashing and flying, but I don't know any other way to do it. When we kind of wade out real slow, sometimes it's harder to get used to. But I want to preach this morning about how people are really looking for Jesus. They're just looking in the wrong places. He said, "Why are you seeking the living among the dead?" They was looking for Jesus, but Jesus wasn't in the graveyard. Amen. And you and we, many times, we're looking for joy and we're looking for happiness, but we're looking in the wrong places. He's not in the graveyard no more. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? And there's many people today, they're looking for happiness, but they're looking in the wrong places. Can you say amen? Amen. They're looking for happiness, but they're not going to find happiness in drugs. They're looking for happiness, but they're not going to find happiness in the bottle. They're looking for happiness, but they're not going to find happiness in multiple relationships. Hello? Amen. So I come to preach this morning, if the Lord will help me and you'd help me, on why seek ye the living among the dead. What they're really looking for is happiness that's only found in Jesus Christ. But you can't find Jesus Christ in the graveyard. He's alive, hallelujah. He's no longer here, the angel said. And you come looking for Jesus, but Jesus ain't here. He's alive. Now, I'm telling you what I feel like in my soul this morning, that there's people in this world, they're looking for Jesus, but they're looking in the wrong places. Hallelujah. They're looking in the wrong places. What will you experience when you look in the wrong place? You're going to find emptiness. Did you know what they found that morning? They found an empty tomb. And you know, if you go looking for happiness and joy in the things and pleasures of this world, it will leave you empty. You mark it down. I may not be nothing. I may just be a simple preacher, amen, that you got to put up with to make your family happy. Oh, come on, smile at me. Amen. But I'm telling you, if you look for happiness in the things of this world, you'll find emptiness. He's not here, they said. You're looking in the wrong place. If you're looking for happiness in the things of this world, it will leave you empty. They found an empty tomb. And if you look for happiness in the things and pleasures of sin, it will leave you empty every single time. And how many of us would be honest this morning that we woke up and we thought we had it? Maybe a relationship, we said, man, this is it. We forget so easy. Hello? We forget so easy how empty the last one was. We forget so easy how we felt last time we come down from that high or come up on that drunk or whatever. Come on now. I mean, we're living in the year 2010, so we might as well act like it. We're dealing with real problems today, so we might as well just admit it. Say, I wanted to hear some preaching, you know, just about the resurrection. Let's go on. Well, that's all right. But we're living in a day and hour where people are really addicted to alcohol. Amen. And the truth of the matter is they're looking for happiness, but they're looking in the wrong places. He told those women, those angels said, why are you seeking the living among the dead? And I want to ask us the question this morning. If you're looking for happiness, why are you looking in the things of this world? Because they're there ain't no happiness there. There's nothing but emptiness there. It'll leave you broken every time. It'll leave you empty every time. The only fulfillment is found in Jesus. And he's not in the graveyard no more. He arose from the dead. He's not there no more. He is alive. I guess I should have folded this like an airplane if it's wanting to fly off. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter number 5 and verse 10, he that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with the increase. Can you tell me somebody that's got all the possessions they want and they're happy, they're satisfied? No. They're always wanting more. It always leaves you empty. Why is it that these celebrities and these people that is our children's heroes, God help us, they've got it made in this world as far as fame and glory and everything they could want. But you find that they go from one relationship to another, and I don't keep up with it. You don't have to keep up with it. It's thrown out there at us. They commit suicide and you know, they're broken down. Why? They've got everything they want. And we must ask our children, who would you want to be? And, well, I want to be like this football player. I want to be like this movie star. But the truth of the matter is, if we can look in their heart, it's empty. Even though they have all that this world could offer, it's empty. That's why the prophet Isaiah said, why do you spend money for that satisfies not? And why do you long for that don't fulfill? It will leave you empty. The prodigal son, the Bible said he gathered all together and he went into the far country, and there he wasted his substance with righteous living. Amen. And when he began to be in want because there was a famine in the land. How many of you know today, when you spend everything you've got on this world, you'll find out it's really dry out there. You'll find out there's really a famine out there. And the prodigal son found out when he spent everything, his friends was gone when he didn't have money. Amen. His family left him. Well, not the family back at the father's house. Amen. But his so-called family. Hello. Y'all going to help me this morning? And the Bible said he would have fain filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat. He found himself empty. And I want you to know this morning, if you try the things of this world looking for happiness, you will be empty. It don't satisfy. The Bible says in Isaiah that it's like when a hungry man dreameth. Isaiah 29:8, it shall be even as when a hungry man dreameth, and behold, he eateth, but he wakes up, and his soul is empty. And behold, he drinketh, and awaketh, and behold, he is faint. Y'all still here this morning? Can I get a witness? I'm telling you what, all that this world has to offer is just like a dream. and you get such a pleasure, but then when you wake up, it's not there. You're still empty. And these ladies come to the tomb that morning looking for Jesus, but he wasn't there. And you might go in your life, amen, to this or that or whatever. I may not name it, or I may. It doesn't matter. God knows. I just come to tell you, why are you seeking the living among the dead? Why are you looking for life in the wrong place? You're not going to find it there. The only place you're going to find it is at the cross. Amen. At an old-fashioned altar. Amen. In repentance of sin. Giving your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Saying, I'm yours, Lord. Lord, I'm not my own no more. Here am I, Lord. I'll do what you want me to do. And then there'll come fulfillment. And then there'll come satisfaction. You've got to realize, though, that he's not there. Happiness is not found there. Happiness is only found in Jesus Christ. When you find yourself empty, it will leave you perplexed. The Bible says in our scripture reading, it came to pass as they were much perplexed. I want to ask you this morning, are you perplexed? Are you scratching your head wondering what in the world is going on in my life? How come I didn't find what I was looking for here? I thought surely this relationship was it. Y'all here this morning? I thought surely this was exactly what I needed. I thought this was going to work for me. Now, I'm not saying you're perplexed. I'm asking you, are you perplexed? Are you at the place where you don't know what to do? You know, we can look good and, I mean, come in here on Easter and have everything just right, but you don't know what's going in down here in my heart. I can smile, shake your hand, everything, but you don't know the troubles I've got in my heart. And likewise with you. And I've preached long enough and pastored long enough, and not very long enough to know you can think everybody's doing just fine. But the truth of the matter is, they're really perplexed. And what I've learned by the grace of God, and hope I've learned, or trying to learn, is that you've got to follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost knew your problems before you ever walked through the door. He knew your thoughts before you ever got up this morning. He knew the troubles yesterday when you thought, well, this one ain't going to work. I guess I'm just going to throw in the towel. I guess I'm just going to give up. I guess I'm going to just end it right here. Amen. I guess I'm just going to forget this marriage. I guess I'm just going to let it go. Amen. It's not going to work. You see, you could come in here and act like everything's fine. Brother Sam don't know nothing. But the Holy Ghost knows what went on. The Holy Ghost knows your problems. The Holy Ghost knows your needs. Amen. And I feel he's dealing with hearts this morning. And the question he has for us right here on this Resurrection Sunday is, why are you seeking the living? Why are you looking for happiness? You're looking in the wrong place. He's not here. There's an empty tomb here. There's nothing in there. Go ahead and take a look. Amen. And it will leave you perplexed. Bible says that Ruth went down to Moab because there was a famine in Bethlehem. Ruth and her husband went down.